Psalm 74, when the sanctuary becomes ash. If Psalm 73 found clarity by entering the sanctuary, Psalm 74 asks a harder question. What does faith do when the sanctuary itself is gone? This is a maskil of Asaph, a song meant to instruct. Its classroom is disaster. The temple has been violated, its carved wood smashed, its holy place burned. Many readers connect this with the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. And archaeology fits the grief. Burn layers, broken stone, and arrowheads found in Jerusalem remind us this is not poetic exaggeration, but scarred history. Yet the deepest wound is not architectural, it is theological. In verses 4 and 9, the psalm turns on a haunting contrast. Your enemies set up their signs. We do not see our signs. Their symbols fill God's house. God's signs seem absent. This is what spiritual crisis feels like. Not merely pain, but a world where meaning itself has been seized. There is another detail Western readers often miss. Verse 8 speaks of destroying God's meeting places. The Hebrew word can also carry the sense of appointed times, mo'adim. So the assault is not only on buildings, but on Israel's sacred calendar, feasts, Sabbaths, rhythms of remembrance. Evil always wants more than your space. It wants your sense of holy time. And then the psalm does something magnificent. Instead of ending at rubble, it reaches back behind the temple to creation itself. The God who split the sea, crushed Leviathan, appointed day and night, summer and winter. In the ancient Near East, sea monsters symbolized untamable chaos. But Israel's poetry refuses pagan dualism. Leviathan is not God's equal. Chaos is not a rival throne. The Lord rules it, names it, limits it. When history looks uncreated, faith remembers the Creator. The image of the attackers is also telling. They hack the temple woodwork as men wield axes in a forest. That is not random description. Solomon's temple, with its carved palms, flowers and cherubim, see 1 Kings 6, was a kind of Eden house, a sign that creation could become praise. Now invaders treat it like ordinary timber. Sin does not merely destroy, it decreates. But perhaps the most tender line is verse 19. Do not hand over the life of your dove to wild beasts. New International Version. The Hebrew is literally your turtle dove. In Leviticus, the turtle dove was the offering of the poor. Here, the worshipper becomes the offering. The temple is gone, but God is asked to remember the broken people who can bring nothing but themselves. Calvin noted that this psalm teaches the church to pray when all visible helps are removed. Augustine saw in Leviathan a shadow of Satan, already broken under Christ's victory. Both insights meet at the cross. Jesus became the true temple destroyed, and in him the ruined place becomes the saving place. John 2:19-21, Mark 15:38. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah 51:9-11, Lamentations 5:21, John 2:19-21, Revelation 21:22. Suggested him, Lord, from sorrows deep I call, and eternal seed. Prayer. Lord of day and night, when holy things seem broken and your signs feel hidden, keep us from despair. Remember your covenant, guard your turtle dove, and teach us to trust the King from of old, who still rules chaos and still brings salvation in the midst of the earth. Amen.